This is the Parallax for Wednesday, April 8th, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We begin with breaking news from the Middle East. The United States and Iran have reached a two-week ceasefire agreement, and the timing could not have been closer. The deal came through barely 1 hour before President Trump's self-imposed 8 p.m. Eastern deadline to launch massive strikes on Iranian infrastructure. Pakistan's Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif and Field Marshal Asim Munir brokered the proposal, which Trump credited in his announcement. As part of the agreement, Iran has pledged to allow safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz under coordination with its armed forces, while the U.S. and Israel agreed to suspend bombing operations. Peace talks are expected to begin Friday in Islamabad. Now, how different outlets are framing this breakthrough tells an interesting story. NPR reports that Trump said the U.S. and Israel would suspend bombing Iran for 2 weeks, subject to Iran reopening the strait. Axios goes deeper, reporting that Supreme Leader Mojtaba Khamenei instructed his negotiators for the first time since the war began to move toward a deal, and notes that even sources close to the talks were surprised by the speed of the breakthrough. Meanwhile, The Guardian reports that Iranian state media announced Iran forced the U.S. to accept its 10-point plan and includes footage of jubilant crowds gathering in Tehran's streets. Fox News emphasizes the conditionality on the Strait of Hormuz reopening, while the Washington Examiner notes that Trump pulled back from his threat to annihilate Iran. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi confirmed Tehran's acceptance, and Iran's Supreme National Security Council declared the agreement a victory. But just hours before that ceasefire was announced, President Trump posted on Truth Social that a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again, tied to his deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. That post triggered widespread condemnation. Over 85 House Democrats sent letters calling for Trump's impeachment or removal via the 25th Amendment. Congressional Republicans were largely silent on the matter, though Representative Nathaniel Moran of Texas publicly stated he did not support the destruction of civilian infrastructure. Former Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene and podcast host Tucker Carlson both separately called on military members to refuse orders, prompting Trump to publicly rebuke Carlson. Axios reports that congressional Republicans showed what they call unwavering loyalty and remained largely silent on Trump's threat, with Representative Moran as a rare dissenter. Meanwhile, NPR focuses on the fact that dozens of congressional Democrats raised alarm over Trump's rhetoric, while most Republican lawmakers stayed silent. The Daily Wire reports that Trump publicly ripped Tucker Carlson after Carlson urged military members to defy orders. Two elections on Tuesday reshaped legislative margins in opposing directions. In Georgia's 14th congressional district, Republican Clay Fuller defeated Democrat Sean Harris by approximately 57.5% to 42.5% in a runoff to fill the seat vacated by Marjorie Taylor Greene, padding the GOP's House majority. In Wisconsin, liberal Judge Chris Taylor defeated conservative Maria Lazar for an open state Supreme Court seat, extending the liberal majority to 52 and securing that edge through at least 2030. Fox News reports that Fuller's win reinforces the GOP's fragile House majority for Speaker Johnson, and separately notes that liberals have tightened their grip on a key battleground state court. The Guardian reports that Georgia voters decided Fuller's support for the Iran war versus Harris's opposition was not enough to propel a Democrat into a conservative-leaning House seat, and notes Taylor's Wisconsin win gives liberals a 5-2 edge ahead of the next presidential election cycle. Now to the markets. The announcement of the U.S.-Iran ceasefire triggered immediate and dramatic financial moves. Brent crude fell approximately 13-15% to around $93-$95 per barrel, its largest one-day drop since the 1991 Gulf War, though prices remain well above the roughly $73 mark before the conflict began in late February. U.S. stock futures jumped approximately 2.2%, with Dow futures rising 930 points. European stocks soared their most in a year. Japan's Nikkei posted its biggest gain in nearly a year, and emerging market equities headed for their best day since 2022. That's the parallax for Wednesday, April 8th. Thanks for listening.